Yes! It's time for Listen and Learn with Mrs. Oldham. Are you ready to listen and learn?
I know I am.
Today we are going to talk about the letters O and I. When they're together, they make a new sound when they're together. But before we begin, I need to remind you that this is called Listen and Learn, which means if I ask you to put down your pencil or your crayon, I need you to please listen, follow those directions, and do it, even if you think I'm going too fast for you. It will be okay. You can always finish coloring or writing something at the end. So let's get started. Find your pencil and write your name for me at the top of your paper.
I'll write my name and you write your name.
And then go ahead and put your pencil down because we're not going to need it for a while. We are going to do some coloring first. So we're going to work on O and I when they are together. When they're next to each other, they make a new sound. Together, they make this sound. Oi. Oi. O-I says oi. So I want you to look for one of these words in the picture. And I'm going to start with one of the easier ones. Ready? Oink. 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 Do you see which thing in the picture would say oink, oink, oink? Yes, the pig. Let's color our pig pink. Find a pink crayon for me and color the pig pink. Pigs say oink. Now, this pig is not real in this picture. It's the baby's toy. But pigs do say oink. Oink, 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 right? And when you hear oi, you need to remember that it's O-I. O-I says oi. O-I says oi. And we're going to work on that all day today during this recording. And you're going to get tired of me saying O-I says oi, but I'm going to say it over and over again until we become experts. So O-I says oi, like an oink. Take 3 more seconds for this cute little pig. 3, 2, 1. Okay, I started out with that one because I figured you would all know it. I want you to see if you can figure out this one. Ready? B-oil. B-oil. Boil. There is something on the stove and it is going to boil. Now, I'm sure in this picture, nobody panic. I'm sure there's a mom somewhere and that baby is safe. Nobody panic. Okay, all right. So there is a pot on the stove and it's cooking and it is going to boil. That's usually when bubbles arise inside the water. But I don't really cook a lot, so just take my word for it. So let's color the pot. Let's make that pot, let's make it colorful. Let's do blue. Find a blue crayon and color the pot blue. Because it is going to boil. See, there's steam coming off of it. Do you see that? There is steam. So that steam means it is going to be boiling soon. There's kind of some bubbles inside there. See that? Boil has our O-I letters and makes the O-I sound. B-oil. Take 2 more seconds. 2, 1. And then while we're working on oil, let's color this oven and this stove. Let's do it. Can you find your gray crayon? If you can't find your gray crayon, go ahead and use your pencil. It will make a really nice gray color. So in order to get things to boil, you need to put it on the stove. And the stove is usually on the oven. So boil, boil, boil. It has our O-I letters, Boil. Boil and oink both have the sound that we're working on. And I said we're going to become experts and masters and wizards at O-I. We're coloring the whole oven. O-I says oi. O and I, when they're together, they make a new sound and it says oi. Like in boil and oink. Now, sometimes when you're going to oil something, you might start with some water and then you might add something else. It's oil. Oil. It's boil without the b. What is the word boil without b? Yes, it's oil. You might put in some cooking oil in the pot for when you're making it boil. It depends on what you're cooking. And like I said, I'm not a cook, so I don't really do it. So I don't know. All right, take 3 more seconds for coloring the oven and the stove gray. 3, 2, 1. All right, let's find a new one. Ready? Here we go. Oil. Oil. Soil. Soil rhymes with boil. Do you see the soil? Soil is like dirt. Where would there be dirt in this picture? Yes, in the flower pot. So let's color that. Soil is brown. It looks like dirt. It's really healthy for plants. Let's find our brown crayon and color the dirt inside the pot brown. Not the pot, just the dirt. The soil. Soil has our oi sound. Okay, take 1 more second. That's not a lot of soil. All right, let's color the pot. Let's color the polka dots purple and the rest of it green. So color the polka dots purple and the rest of the pot green. So I'm going to start with the polka dots and then I'll go back and do the rest of the pot green. So soil, oil. Which two letters in oil, which two letters are making the oi sound? Yes, oi is O-I, just like in boil and oil and oink. All of those have the O-I, oi sound. O-I, oi sound. So I've got purple polka dots, and I'm coloring the rest of the pot green. Any kind of green will work. Soil. Soil is good for plants. Plants need soil. Plants need soil. So let's color the plant, the flower. I've already got my green crayon in my hand, so I'm going to color the stem and the leaves green. Perfect. And let's color the flower yellow. Can you find your yellow crayon? Let's color the flower yellow. So this flower is planted in some soil. Soil is good for the plants. You need soil to make a plant grow. And it will be so beautiful, even though soil is dirt. Okay. Take 3 more seconds for the pot and the soil and the flower. 3, 2, 1. All right, I want you to find this one. Ready? This one might be a little bit hard, but just look for it. Ready? Voice. Voice. Do you see the baby? It doesn't have a voice yet. It just babbles. It doesn't really talk because it's a baby boy. He's not really talking yet. Let's color the boy without his voice. Let's color his outfit. Let's do orange because we haven't done orange. I just picked up my yellow orange crayon. I think that'll work. So he does not have a voice. He's just a baby. He does not have a voice because he is just a baby. He can say like, but he's not really talking because he's just a baby. So his voice is baby talk. Baby talk. Like that. Right. He doesn't know that O-I in voice makes the oi sound. He has no idea because he's just a baby. And we are coloring his outfit orange. And his voice is just baby talk. It's just baby talk. Let's color his hair brown. Color the baby's hair brown. He does not have a real voice yet. He just babbles. He just babbles. That's his voice. He talks about the pretty and the butter. Yeah, All right, take three more seconds for the baby and his voice. Three, two, one. Now the baby has a spoon and a pot and a pan, and he is making some noise. Noise. He is making some noise. Let's color his spoon red. Find some kind of a red crayon. It doesn't have to be a true red. Color his spoon red. The baby is making some noise. Noise. He's banging on the pots and pans, and it makes a loud noise. Okay, red spoon. Take two more seconds. Two, one. Let's color the pan. That's the flat one, the one without the lid. You see, even though I don't cook, I do know which one's the pan. It's the flat one, and there's no lid on it, and it has a handle. Let's color that one purple. Can you find a purple crayon? Any kind will work. So, noise, n-oy. What two letters are in n-oys, making the oy sound? Yep, oi. I told you we're going to become experts. We already are. We know noise has oi, and oi says oi. And then two more seconds. Two. One. And now let's color the pot. That's the big tall one with the lid on it. See that one? Let's color that one. Oh, let's do blue. Find a blue crayon. Any kind of blue will work. Color the pot blue. So, noise has our OI, just like voice. Voice, noise, oink, boil, soil, oink. We've got all of these. All of these have our OI, oi sound. Okay, take two more seconds for the blue pot. Two. One, and let's find our pencils. We're going to do some work at the bottom of our paper because we are experts now. Okay, I am going to name the pictures for you. Going across number one, you circle it if you hear our OI OI sound. Number one, the first picture is coin. Coin. Yes, circle that. That has our OI sound. Our next picture is oil. Oil. Yes, circle that. Now, boys and girls, even though I don't cook, that is not oil you would put in a pot or a pan. That is oil that you would put in your car. I do know the difference. Scoot over. How about sauce? Ah, sauce. Nope. Scoot over. Uh-oh, that says danger. That's because it's poison. Poison. Yeah, circle that. That has our OI. How about that dog? It is going to howl. Owl. No, leave it alone. How about moon? Moon. No, leave it alone. So you should have circled the coin, the oil, and the poison. Glad there was no poison in our picture because then we have really worry about the baby. All right, number two. Ready? Let's read it. It says j-oin. J-oin. Join. Can you join me for dinner tonight? Trace the circle around OI. OI says oi. Scoot over and fill in the missing letters. OI. And then scoot over. Let's write join on the line. J. Oi. What two letters? OI. N. Join. Check it. You should have J-O-I-N. Let's read number three. Oil, spoil, spoil. Let's trace the circle around OI, spoil. Sometimes you could say, please do not spoil your appetite. That means don't eat a lot before dinner. You might spoil your appetite. Fill in the missing letters for spoil. We need an OI, and then let's write the whole word. S-P-P, oi, OI. O L. Let's read it and make sure you've got it. You should have SPOIL. Spoil. Let's try number four. Number four. No, I meant number four. Let's try it. It's foil. Let's write the word foil. F-O-I-L. F. Oi, what two letters do we need? O, I, ul, L, foil. You should have F, O, I, L, foil. And let's try number five. That is point. Point me in the right direction. Let's write point. P, 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 oi, O, I, nt, nt, nt. Let's look at it. You should have P, O, I, N, T, point. Boys and girls, we did the whole page. O-I says, oi. You did it. Woo! That's because you rock. I roll. Together we rock and roll. Thanks so much for hanging out with me today. I'll see you next time. Bye.